intelligent, insightful, smart. These are words other podcasts use to describe themselves, not us. This is Fairly Harmless, where missing the point is only the beginning. With musical accompaniment provided by the Boston Horns, East Coast Funk. Please enjoy Andrew and James.
Hello, welcome to Fairly Harmless. I'm Andrew.
I'm James.
And I'm David.
So, welcome everyone. David, nice to have you here.
On this beautiful March afternoon.
March afternoon, we're recording again after a brief hiatus.
A brief hiatus here on season two, the continuation of season two.
The continuation of season two. Last night you were talking about Friends of Pharaoh. What the hell was that?
So it's dating, but for older people with a Christian bent.
Okay,
I suppose
you said it was. Let me be your Moses and part your Red Sea.
That's right, Moses. He parted the Red Sea.
That sounds enticing
and a little dirty, but it doesn't have to be.
Right.
Yeah, we put the dirt in dirty.
And hang it out to dry.
We were also talking about several YouTube phenoms, and for some reason you always cut these people out. I don't know why the fuck you do that.
Oh, thank you.
One of them was Mark Rober. Roper?
Oh, yeah.
And we were commenting that in the beginning we liked, so this guy, he was a former NASA scientist.
Yeah, he was like an astrophysicist.
Astrophysicist working for the old NASA, and he did some YouTube videos explaining science, and now it's all just... as I like
elephant's toothpaste, right?
It's
all the stupid shit now,
right? And so I commented that unlike Mark Rober, who is probably going to be a multimillionaire,
it's probably too late
next week.
He's very, very, he's YouTube rich.
Unlike him, we're true to ourselves and
true to our brand.
We're not whores for the clicks.
Right. We're not here for the clicks.
You're definitely not driven by money. Because no. The quality shows.
Hey, I've had some professionals say I'm really impressed by the quality of your
voice.
Of your end product.
No, yeah. Your voice.
Yeah.
Have you listened? How many podcasts do you listen to?
Only a few.
Right.
And at this rate, if it keeps going like this, it'll probably be my last.
Zero. Well, I've heard some that were garbage.
This brings up an interesting point. Because of the extensive research that I do for this podcast, plugins, equipment, latest trends, you know, stuff like that.
Merch.
I've been getting more and more things in my feed about latest trends on YouTube. And the 2024 trend for podcasts was that there's over 5 million podcasts out on the internet. But like half of them, more than half, have less than 4 episodes. We are already over that mark, but the big trend for 2024 and every year before that was you want to have video and you want to be on video. And I'm like,
I don't know about that.
I like the mystique.
Well, in the year 2024, I wish y'all success. And maybe you'll have audio as well as video.
Well, we have a camera, so we could theoretically record.
I think I would wear a mask if that camera was working.
I had an idea when we first started out. I thought, you know, maybe we could record wearing, say, you know, like full coverage bear heads.
Oh, like in The Shining.
The Shining.
Remember that thing that was in the room, like in the. You ever see The Shining? Okay, well,
it sounds like some alternate reality bullshit. I went to bear.
Yeah, it was that thing that was wearing the. It was like the animal that was. I don't know. Just watch The Shining. They show it for like 2 seconds and then it's gone.
You.
I must have gone on a tangent there.
No, anyhow. I believe you because you're a crazy person and you notice things that no one else has ever talked about. But I believe you. I do believe you, James.
Okay.
Bear fucker.
You wouldn't call him the steamroller for nothing, would you?
That's right.
The velvet steamroller.
The velvet steamroller. So
he's so smooth. He's so smooth. Well, and he's soft-hearted.
Yes, but also like a mountain. He when the mountain falls, it crushes you.
I'm like Mount St. Helens. I ruin everything in my path.
But you do it softly and delicately.
Yes, I'm a delicate volcano.
You crush everything in front of you with
my slow-moving magma.
Millions of tons of ash.
Oh, this was the thing. I remember I had this big thing that I just stumbled across it. Remember, I was like, okay, one of the other things that we got to do for 2024 is we got to get ahead of the game on social media, because some social media platforms like Facebook, MySpace. I'm lumping those two together because they're basically the same right now. Those platforms are not appealing to the kids, you know, and to the people that wouldn't listen to this podcast. And this podcast is not aimed at.
It's not for children.
No, it's not for children. But we want to get on the next platform. Uh-huh. You know, I want Harmless to be out there.
You had
like,
been talking about it. So you found something.
I found something.
What is?
So I'm going to.
Talking about Facebook, I heard a guy earlier this week say that, so he said, I was on Facebook, I'm 75. I typed in, the average lifespan for a man is 78 years old. Are there any ladies looking for a short-term relationship?
Wow.
How much money did he have?
I don't know. He said he had been married 5 times and divorced 5 times.
Wow.
And he got a lot of...
So he has money to spread around.
A lot.
Not doubted. He probably is looking for a sugar mama.
Right.
He's a man gold digger.
Right.
Let me show you this thing. I'm going to pass this around as an example.
Lemons? I don't know if
it's called Lemon 8.
Oh, Lemon 8.
I'm going to show you a picture.
Hell yeah.
Of what it looks like.
For all of you listening to this,
wow,
this podcast, I just want you to know you're really not missing anything with the visuals.
Yeah, so what we're seeing here is Lemon 8. This is the new social media platform for Fairly Harmless. We're going to launch on Lemon 8.
We may be a little too high class for Lemon 8.
It's
and that's saying something.
Hey, David, if you want to look at some of Lemon 8's clientele.
Well, the best thing I can say about it is people are clothed. That's a good thing. They have all their clothes.
So
on.
True. That's true. Maybe that's a new one. Well, maybe there may be a place between Tinder and OnlyFans where there can be like a naked dating app, you know, like
naked, but they're wearing bear helmets.
Ooh. Yeah. You can see the rest of their body, but you can't see their face.
Sounds like furry lovin'.
Maybe they just have a bag over their face.
Yeah.
Butterface. That could be the name of the app. Butterface.
If you're into bag lovin', sure. Sure.
Because that's really what you want to get down to is, you know, when it comes down to it, certain people, not me, but certain people may only be into the lower half of a person as opposed to the top half.
Well, that's why they made brown paper bags, isn't it?
Right.
You and James and I, not so much you, David. James and I are definitely lower half people.
Yeah,
You could be both halves, I think. I mean, not for me. But.
I don't want to know, but you know, there's not all of us need. We need trash bags. Maybe we just bags everywhere.
Is that why they named them after you, Glad Bags?
That hits a little too close to home, David.
Lemonade. Wow. That's the social media for Fairly Harmless. We launched on there the other day. Haven't posted anything yet, but we'll get there.
I'm 71 now, so I hope it'll be within the rest of my lifespan. I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Along those lines, I don't know if this is entirely apropos. I'm not even sure what that word means.
It's okay. I love it when you use those big words.
I don't even know what they mean.
You should be careful when I use big words. I use them wrong.
I was talking to my very good friend Marty earlier this morning. We were commenting about what old-fashioned kind of people we are about tattoos in general, people having tattoos. I am not into tattoos. I know that there are some of the younger people. The youngers, they find them attractive. I don't know what's wrong with them, but the biggest problem is
for you don't have a tramp stamp?
I do not.
Okay.
Do you?
You're not allowed to find out.
What about you, David? You got any tattoos?
No tattoos.
Right.
None.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but the biggest problem is it's all well and good when you're 20, 30, possibly even 40, but you get up to when you're 60. I said, you know what? It looks like.
You don't want to get a tattoo that has like an anchor and says mom?
It looks like by the time there's some sagging that goes on.
Where?
And you on your body, James. Haven't you noticed? I've noticed.
Well, I'm kind of filling out still,
you know? You're distended, but not because of beriberi or the plague. It's naturally inflicted, I believe. But for other people, say David in 10 years, he'll be doing, I'm sure you'll be experiencing some sagging. What started out as mom, I said, will turn into like
wow,
the melting with an anchor will turn into like the melting clocks painting. I said,
oh, from Dali.
Dali, yeah. Dali.
She said Salvador Dali, and yeah. I said, yeah, yeah. Nobody wants that. Nobody wants Salvador Dali. So I don't. I wouldn't think.
Or Jackson Pollock. You wouldn't want that either.
Well, yes, yes.
And you definitely wouldn't want any pictures, etchings of a midget.
That's right.
Why would you not want that? I love little people.
Because you just lose the
they get
certain
taller?
Parts of the body.
Oh yeah, it would misrepresent itself.
They get a lot taller.
They get taller, they get fatter, you know. It just doesn't send the same message.
Right, it's like
the belly button would be just below the chin.
I can't
I don't know where everything else would be. It bothers me.
Well, I don't, it just kind of goes away.
You know, Lemonade has some of those looking people on it too.
Oh yeah. It's the kind of Lemonade is the it's like I don't want to
disparage the people on Lemonade, but
it seems like the Walmart.
It's the Walmart of social media.
Of social media apps, yeah.
It's somewhere between a social media app and Tinder.
People wearing yoga pants who have no business.
I didn't see any yoga pants on there.
Well, I'm.
Oh,
you're not looking hard enough.
Trash bag yoga pants.
I'll bet there are. I did see some yoga pants on there. It was okay. It wasn't frightening, but I did definitely see yoga pants. You apparently are not attuned to yoga pants.
I am not attuned as I should be.
Do you need glasses? He never leaves his home. Oh, you do drive occasionally.
I left my house today, God damn it.
How many people did you hit?
Eat? How many people did I consume? I need them for fuel.
So I'm on the highway driving down to the Illuminati meeting, and I'm going on a highway, which is well-traveled and very busy in the
Triangle area.
North Carolina, yes, the Triangle area. I don't want to be Earth. Too fucking specific. On Earth.
ERF.
Here on Earth. Could be Mars. Who knows? We don't want to be specific.
No, because we don't need longitude and latitude. I'll get lost.
Right.
That's what you have. You have a GPS for.
I'm headed down there, and it's bumper to bumper at 5:30, 5:45.
As it
on a
be.
Thursday.
Yep.
If it was a Thursday, I'm not sure what day it was. I don't know when the Illuminati meeting is. It comes in through a chip in our heads, and
they're gonna kill us all.
So, you know what?
I'll
find out ahead of time, and I'll be there to watch you die. Because that's all I want. That's all I want. I don't want to kill him. I just want to be there when it happens. Anyways.
I wish you luck.
Thank you, my friend. That's love. Isn't that love?
Yeah. Do you think you could get to the point? Because I'm sorry. I'm starting to lose.
David, I got some bad news.
I'm starting to lose my sense of concentration.
Consciousness.
My ability to. Yeah. I mean, in a minute, I'll be fast asleep catching the best Z's of the day.
Oh, my God.
Come on, let's get with it.
He's like, Brendan, get him.
After I get to the point, I'm going to explain something to you, David. But yeah, so I'm driving and there's friggin' motorcyclist coming down, riding between the lanes of traffic.
Did you do the suicide doors and fuck
I thought about it. I thought about it a lot.
I'm going to lose my door, but I'm going to fuck this guy's day up.
I mean, I couldn't. No, he was on the passenger side.
But I
didn't have enough time. If I'd had another half a second, I would have tried to close the gap, but then he probably would have kicked my car as he went past. But, and it feels like God wants me to not hope that he dies in a fire.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Yes.
But I just want to say, as a public service announcement to any motorcyclists out there, if you do that shit, you get what you fucking deserve, you son of a bitch.
Oh, gosh.
Back to you, David.
Cry me a river, big boy. Cry me a river.
What? Was there a point to that fucking motorcycle story?
Yeah. The motorcyclists don't be assholes.
Oh, but was there something tied to like something that happened to you last week?
That's what it was.
That's the end of the story.
No, it was part of my rant. It's part of Boomer Rant.
Well, oh, Boomer Rant.
But it doesn't sound good. I can't remember what I am. Am I X?
You're X.
Am I X?
And I are X.
Wait.
Does that make me Y?
No, you're B.
You're B.
B, okay.
You and I are in the same...
We're in the same category.
But I'm like 10 years older than you, right?
Yeah, well, I'm not a millennial. Because that's what Woody is. And that's what...
Now, wait a minute.
That's what Prime is.
What does Woody have to do with this?
Oh, well, you know, we're pulling Woody in for...
He's a youngster.
He's not that much younger than you. Oh, yeah. I got Woody by about 10 years.
No, how old are you? 50? No, Woody's like 40. He just turned 40, right?
No, he hadn't turned 40 yet.
You may have them by 10 years, but I haven't had one in 10 years.
Oh, shit. If you want to talk about that, I got a fleshlight for you.
You can erase that one if you
choose. No, that's staying in. That's staying in. Oh, man. That was good. All right. So. I think we need to figure out how we can start making money on that without...
Yeah, we can make some money on that.
Without cutting Betty in. To all our friends of the podcast, I think we can say, although we didn't talk about it at all, you and I, we are working on getting...
A store.
Getting a store set up so that you can... A web store.
So a web store. You can buy products that are emblazoned with our brand.
Right.
And catchphrases.
Yeah.
David?
Yeah.
You're a foodie, right?
I like food. Yeah.
Okay. We need to talk about this week in Fat Guy food choices. What choices did you make this week? And David, you can chime in. I know you're not a portly man like the rest of us in this room. You can weigh in about what food restaurants or interesting fat guy choices you may have made.
Well, when it comes to fat guy choices
for food.
For food, I don't know that fat is a good description, but I'll say that it had a wonderful vegetable bowl with a good friend this week.
Is that a euphemism for some sort of sexual act, or was that really dinner?
No. Well, all that power has gone to the wrong part of your body. That brain power has shifted immensely.
It has.
Gravity really hasn't been kind to you.
It's been unkind, very unkind.
Yes, unkind to both of us.
So back
on track now. What were you going to say?
I don't know. So it wasn't a euphemism of wonderful vegetable bowl with a friend of yours.
Oh, but it was.
Oh, yes.
It was good.
I see. I see where you're driving at that. Any food choices in your life?
They weren't interesting. It was the same old, same old. I did the char grill in the middle of, not the middle of the night, but it was like 10 o'clock at night.
Char grill or cookout?
Cookout sucks green donkey dicks.
Yeah, I have to agree.
Char grill is far superior.
Far superior.
It's not as good as, say, Bad Daddy's or Even Five Guys.
But, oh, yeah, that's true. Five Guys. Have you been to a Five Guys,
oh,
David?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I love if you get a Five Guys and you take it home, and in the car ride between your house, my location and my local Five Guys.
You get a home burger and a drive burger?
Well, you have, either that or a fur burger. You ended up having to get two French fries, one for the road and one for here.
Well, right. You got to have road fries, you know. I mean,
road fries.
You could starve to death between leaving the restaurant and getting home. So,
there's an advantage to eating them while you're driving is that the oil is good for the leather on your Avalon, for the steering wheel. You just wipe the steering wheel with it and it nourishes it and it helps to preserve it.
That's you know,
is that a car manufacturing tidbit? Like, is that an insider tip?
Well, yeah, because if it was vinyl, you know, like the old vinyl noggy hide, it would cause the noggy hide to denoggy hide and start peeling and crumbling.
I see.
So you're using the natural oils that are present in your food, and it's you know, you're being very eco-friendly.
Oh, eco-friendly.
This could be a new section, Car Care Tips with David.
That's right. Is there anything I can do with the greasy burger juice I have that's running off my chin?
Well, you could consider buying a diesel VW, one of the old rabbits, and just pouring it in your tank.
Yeah. There we go.
Yeah, or it can be lubricant. Of a different type. Yes?
The question becomes.
Please. So, you're going to get there. I know you are.
I'm getting there. So
breathe in, breathe out.
If you were to buy, let's say, so you have your road hamburger, right?
Yeah.
And then you get home. And let's say either you're going to engage in a certain activity with yourself or other people.
A loved one.
A loved one, a perhaps, one. Or whatever you do. Do you incorporate.
You're a fairly harmless sex robot?
You could do that. Do you incorporate the burger directly into the act?
Oh, it's... Ooh.
I would have to eat the burger first.
Yeah.
And then act. And act fast.
Oh, yeah. You're going to have to act fast.
Right. Right. Well, you got to strike while the iron is hot, as we say.
That's right.
Yeah.
While it's working. it's firing on all cylinders.
While it's standing at attention.
That's right.
That's right. Sir, yes, sir. Where is this burger? Who cares? Well, you were telling me that you and Odessa you cashed in some bonds and went to...
Oh, that's right. We rolled up a big sweaty wad and went to the Umstead for dinner.
Do you have to dress up for that? Did you dress up for that?
I did dress up for that, yeah. Okay. Now, you know what's interesting about there?
They just let you eat in like the out near the dumpsters.
The trough?
The trough.
The trough where
the
they
grease
throw
trap.
The for you, trap. You may eat next to the grease trap.
Hey, fat guy, get out of here. You're too fat to be in here.
We are going to make so much money off of this fat man tonight.
This will be two meals for one.
That's right.
So, no, what's interesting about the Umstead is there's two restaurants. There's the bar restaurant,
yes.
And then there's the full-on Heron's restaurant, where you have to wear a sport coat to get in there. I'm not a big fan of sport coats. They don't quite make it around my body.
It's a sport muumuu.
Yeah, sport muumuu. Can I get a one piece? I like to wear jackets that are like sweaters. I just put them on over my head. So anyhow.
If you put them on the other way, they're pants.
They're pants.
Am I right or am I right?
You're right. You're right.
I like to put them on over my head. Anyways,
maybe next time I could try that. I could wear pants as a jacket and see if they throw me out of there.
If you got enough money, you could pull it off.
I bet I could. Well, that's just it. There is the cast of characters that rolls through that place.
I'm sure.
You can never really tell like the level of wealth of the people that roll in there, because like. There's people in suits, and you figure they're probably okay wealthy, but it's the people like that really don't give a fuck about what they look like that you're like, that guy's loaded. So
Sure.
Because they have so much money, they don't give a shit. And they're like, but they probably aren't eating there anyway, because as we all know, rich people are the most frugal people.
Yeah. So you must have been dressed to the nines then when you went.
Without, but no sports coat.
No sports coat. I was wearing a very tight-fitting collared shirt. I need to invest in some new clothing. I've reached a new
plateau.
A new plateau. Where I'm like, uh-oh.
you are the mountains that make, you're the mountain, and now you're probably the mountains, plural.
I'm the tins.
The mountains that makes
it's
the
tins of cookies that I eat that
make
me
the airplanes
mountains.
Fly. What's the really big mountain? It's not K2, it's Kilimanjaro.
Kilimanjaro.
It's not Kilimanjaro, it's
Everest?
Everest, there we go. That's the one I'm thinking of.
Where people die on the side of it.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you know, actually, you're not up to my level. I've actually got you beat. So but we'd have to go off world to extend the metaphor even more, which was be even taller than Mount Everest is, I believe, Mons Olympus on Mars, which is 5 miles tall, 3 miles tall.
Wow, but is it wide?
It's very wide. It's very wide, but we're talking about the mountain that makes the airplanes fly.
Yes. So.
Thank you for joining us on Fairly Harmless. I'm Andrew.
I'm James.
And I'm David.
Once again, this has been Fairly Harmless. Missing the point on... Wait, what's the point? Fairly Harmless is available on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, YouTube, and Pocket Casts. Our musical accompaniment provided by the Boston Horns, East Coast Funk. Their music is available for streaming and purchase on most media platforms. For Fairly Harmless, this has been your announcer, Fast Eddie. See you soon.
Is there anything that's not crap?